Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden was such a show that I wondered if anybody was interested in seeing a second one.
No.
But then I thought, well, it's kind of like a car crash. It's like,
yep,
you can't stop looking.
I mean, you're right.
Except the most annoying part is how they talked all over each other.
Awful.
That is going to get resolved on Thursday night's debate between the president and vice president, because when each candidate gives his initial two-minute response to a debate topic, the other guy's microphone will be cut off. After those 2 minutes, an open debate will begin, during which the mics will not be muted, but interruptions by a candidate will count toward his time.
Is there going to be a plastic divider? Because, like, what if they get mad, their mic is muted, and then they just walk over to the other person's mic?
Or just shouting at each other. It's the dude. Oh, man.
Believe it or not, Trump is okay with this. His campaign says he is, quote, committed to debating Joe Biden regardless of last-minute rule changes from the biased commission in their latest attempt to provide advantage to their favored candidate.
Are they doing this online or are they doing this like live?
This will be live.
Okay.
What do you mean online?
Well, I thought they were supposed to do like an online, like a Zoom debate.
They were supposed to do a virtual debate, but Donald Trump refused to do that. So instead, they each held a town hall.
Gotcha.
Individually. The second presidential debate will take place Thursday night. For whatever reason, we're still having these debates because I can't imagine there's a human being in this world that is still undecided as to whom they're going to be voting for.
This is really cool and really smart of AMC Theaters. I don't know if you know this, but they're letting customers rent out the entire auditorium for private film screenings for up to 20 people, and it only starts at $99. It's a pretty good deal, y'all. I mean, think about it. Going to a movie pre-pandemic, was it like a family of four? You could get up to $100, right? Like if you like do it upright, like tickets, popcorn, food, drinks, cocktails.
Even if you rent out the theater, you're still going to be paying all that for food and
whatnot.
Exactly.
Yeah, but still, it's an awesome experience. I mean, it's a way for AMC to stay alive. You can go to their website and you could sign up to do this. You're going to get contacted within 3 business days from a representative of AMC to see what days are available and what movie you want. There are several options on their website for your private showing. For example, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Shrek, Hocus Pocus, several movies. I mean, of course, there's no newer movies. I guess there is one. What is it, Tenet that came out?
Yes.
If you want to rent out a theater, maybe for a private party for 20 people and you social distance, you can go to AMC's website and inquire about it.
There were other like movie theaters doing this over the summer, and it just felt like it was like the Goonies, and that's the only option.
Right.
It was like, do you want to see the Goonies? Oh, you want to rent out the theater and see the Goonies? Well, you can see the Goonies if you want.
Yeah,
there's way
more options this time.
There's so few people going to the theater that if you just buy a ticket, you're probably going to be in the theater by yourself.
Bro,
so. Yep.
I wanted to say that, but I want to give love to AMC and hope this works out, but you're absolutely right. Actually, my friend Eric, who lives in Cedar Park, went to Alamo Drafthouse on Friday alone to watch a movie. He said he came home so depressed because it was him and 3 other people.
Wow.
Oh, that's the best.
It's great, but he doesn't want to see Alamo close, you know?
Well, that's like normal. Like, I used to go to the movies during the day all the time, and I would go specifically because it would be like me and one other person.
Sarah, he went at Friday at 9 p.m.
Oh, wow.
That's a little different.
I mean, a little bit.
It's different. So Kim Kardashian is turning 40 years old tomorrow,
yeah.
And it's going to be awesome because she is getting all her friends, and they're going to some private island location in the Caribbean, we think. But the guests don't know where they're going. All they know is in the early hours, they're going to board a jet, and then they will learn the party destination. They've already been tested once for COVID-19, and they will be retested over the weekend, so they're going to be super safe. But how exciting. Like, we know all the sisters are going. We know her mom is going. We know her friend Jonathan is going. But, like, I'm so jealous. They could be going to Bora Bora. They could be going to Richard Branson's Nectar Island, which only can take 22 people. They could be going to the Bahamas. They could be going to Turks and Caicos. I don't know. All I know is I wish I was one of her friends because that sounds so fun. Like, you always hear about rich people who are like, hey, girl, just pack up your bags and be outside and the jet will come and pick you up. I would love that to happen.
If it was me, I'd do the ultimate prank. I would, like, you know how right now a lot of people are doing, like a lot of companies that are doing like those flights like that you just get on and like you fly around for a couple hours and land in the same spot?
Yes.
I would do that. hat and like blindfold everyone. And then we land. It's like, hey, we're back where we started. Yeah. They'd be so upset.
For all of these stories and more, just text trending to 51993. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming on your phone and even in your smart speakers through the radio.com app.